The other big news in Washington this week, of course, is the behavior of private American security guards in Iraq. The Washington Post reports today that private security contractors there open fire far more often than previously acknowledged and then fail to report many of those incidents. The Post talked to two former security guards who worked in Iraq for Blackwater USA. That's the private contractor that was the focus of a Capitol Hill hearing yesterday. Before a House subcommittee, Blackwater's founder, Eric Prince, defended the actions of his team on the ground in Iraq. Mr. Prince was asked if he would admit that Blackwater guards shot and killed innocent civilians. Here's what he said.
There's been times when guys are using defensive force to protect themselves, to protect the package. They're trying to get away from danger. This is war. Since 2005, we've conducted in excess of 16,000 missions in Iraq in 195 incidences with weapons discharge. In that time, did a ricochet hurt or kill an innocent person? That's entirely possible.
195 shooting incidents out of 16,000 operations. Those numbers are far lower than what two former Blackwater guards told the Post. Steve Fainaru wrote the story for the Post. He joins us now. Steve, welcome to the program. How big is the discrepancy here?
Well, it's pretty sizable. One of the guards that we spoke with, who had operated in Iraq for nearly 3 years, had said that his team, his 20-man team, had been involved in probably on average about 4 or 5 shooting incidents a week. That's about 5 times as much as Blackwater basically disclosed as being the average for the entire company. And, you know, what we're hearing from private security contractors, not only with Blackwater, but with other companies, is that the number of shooting incidents is large, but there's very little reporting that actually goes on. If a team is out in Iraq and they feel that they need to take defensive action, they fire off warning shots, or they fire more targeted rounds in an attempt to defend themselves, often those incidents are not being reported.
And by the terms of the contracts of these firms, aren't they supposed to report every time they discharge a weapon?
Right. Well, it depends on what the contracts are. But the State Department and the Defense Department, which have a large percentage of the private security contracts in Iraq, both require private security companies to report any weapons discharges whenever they occur on the battlefield. But what we're hearing is that U.S. officials have told us that on the Defense Department side, that out of some 36 private security companies that they track, only a handful actually report incidents. And then we're hearing from private security contractors that oftentimes the contractors themselves will simply be reluctant to report for any number of reasons, whether it's they're simply not interested in doing the paperwork, whether they don't want to invite more scrutiny, or what have you, but that the majority of these incidents are not being reported, and most of the companies are not reporting at all.
So essentially what you are saying in your piece in the Post today is the Pentagon really would not have a very good idea of how many times these private security contractors are opening fire because they're not reporting it.
Exactly, and the people who are in charge of tracking that say that themselves, that the statistics that they've compiled to try to track the number of weapons discharges involving private security companies are essentially meaningless because there are so few companies that are reporting. One of the latest figures that we've seen were for through May, going back 12 months, and there were 207 incidents, weapons discharge incidents, for the previous year. But that only included a handful of companies, and really the Pentagon has no idea what's going on with these other companies. We talked to one contractor who worked for a now-defunct company, Crescent Security Group, which was kicked out of Iraq by the U.S. military after it was found with offensive weapons. He told us that they, after being attacked by a roadside bomb in one town north of Baghdad, that his team routinely went through that town with its guns blazing and laid down preemptive fire every time it went through the town, and that those incidents were never reported.
Steve Fainaru for the Washington Post Foreign Service. Steve, thank you.
Thank you.